Hello, hello. Welcome to the Kingdom Builders Podcast. So awesome to have you today. My name is Jason.
I'm Christine.
And I'm Kim.
And we are your Kingdom Builders, but you are also a Kingdom Builder if you're listening, and especially if you're joining us on our Zoom podcast recording today. So let's say hi to those that we have on. We've got Josh. Say hello, Josh.
Hello, everyone.
I totally thought you would say hello, Josh, and be the little smarty pants that you are. And then also, we're going to welcome Tammy. Tammy, welcome to the podcast today.
Thank you all. It's a pleasure being here.
Yeah, yeah. So you guys know how we do. Before we get rolling with our topic for today, we have to give our shout-outs.
Shout-out.
Shout-out.
So we have a Patreon. I don't know what you call that.
Patreon.
A Patreon gig? I don't know.
Yeah. We have a Patreon page where people can go and support the Kingdom Builders Ministry.
A Patreon page where people can go.
Mm-hmm. To become patrons.
Yes.
Of Patreon. Anyway, so for Kingdom Builders, one of the cool things about being a Kingdom Builder and aligning with us is that you get to be on the podcast. And so that's how Josh and Tammy are on today with us. And so we get to just have conversation about the Lord and about building the kingdom together. So say it again, Jason.
Shout out.
Those go this month to our new Kingdom Builders. We have Harmony, Bonita, Liesl, and Susanna, who
wow.
are new.
Four.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It is awesome.
And so why do people awesome. Join as a patron or to support the Kingdom Builders Ministry?
Because they're suckers. I'm just kidding. Oh. I'm just kidding.
Strike that from the record. We'll hold no record of that wrong.
Thank you. I appreciate that. No, really, the truth is usually people, I mean, there are different tiers that you can join at to get different benefits. But I think the main thing is that there is a special blessing from the Lord for aligning with those who he calls you to align with. Now, that does not mean a coming under or anything like that, but just going shoulder to shoulder, arm in arm, saying, let's do this thing together.
Yeah.
And so I think that that's the real reason that people join as a Kingdom Builder, just saying, yeah, I want to do this with you guys. And so we have lots of different benefits to this. Like, for instance, we have a couple refresh conferences coming up, one in South Africa.
Woohoo.
And one here in Wichita, Kansas, where we are. And these conferences, one of the cool things about being tier two or above on Patreon with us is that you get to have a free live stream ticket to any of the conferences that we have. And also,
and
yes, what?
Access to all of the audio and video from past conferences. And so at this point, we have two. So each conference is four main sessions. And so you have the video and the audio for those four main, I guess you call them keynote speakers.
Yeah. So it's just a lot of benefit with that. And then, of course, we have other things that we do. Like, we have private appointments where we get to meet with anyone tier three or tier four. And it's pretty cool because we get to really build a relationship and engage in the heavenlies together. And just, it's kind of more of a doing life together
thing. That's true. That's my favorite part.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's one of those things where if you need someone to walk side by side with you through whatever you're going through, that is a good tier to sign up for. And again, we don't do this coming under kind of stuff. We're not a ministry that you're going to come under us and then be subject to us. No, no, we want to walk side by side, yeah. shoulder to shoulder, walk forward with you in your walk and your journey and help you really step into the will of the Father for you.
Yeah. And yeah. When we partner together in that, you're actually partnering together in our ministry as well as Kingdom Builders, which helps us to go to places like South Africa and host conferences there
right.
with little to no cost for those who are attending there.
Yeah, it's pretty great because, you know, when the Lord calls you to go somewhere, well, like for instance, for us, we're going to South Africa. Not everyone in South Africa can afford to host a bunch of Americans, pay thousands of dollars to have us come out for the plane tickets and then to do the conference and all of the expenses. This is what a lot of people do, is they pay hundreds of dollars to go to conferences.
Yeah.
It's very common, nothing wrong with it, but that just isn't feasible for everyone.
Yeah.
Right. And so one of the things that we do is we just allow the Lord to provide for us to be able to get to the places he's calling us to and to be able to really pour into people without charging an arm and a leg. And so this just really allows for a lot more ministry to happen to more of the body of Christ. And that is super important to us. Super important.
So. Yep. Absolutely.
So patreon.com/kingdombuilders. Find out more. And if you're interested in the Refresh Conference, Refresh.
TheSourceWichita.com.
Right. And so, since we're having two conferences coming up, there's a landing page. So you get to choose South Africa or Wichita.
And then go back to the landing page to then choose the other one to do live stream with that you're not attending in person.
Boom.
That's what I would do.
Or you could just come to both.
Okay. That's even better.
I mean, you could. Joshua,
you could.
Are you coming to both?
He is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm planning on it. Yes.
You're planning on it. He's going to be there.
He'll be there.
I don't know if I'll make the one in Wichita.
That is not true.
That's funny. Awesome. So what is our topic today?
Our topic is going on mission to build the kingdom. Okay. And so we're talking about building the kingdom of God, not building our own kingdom.
On kingdom builders. Building the kingdom of God on kingdom builders right now. Go.
Go.
I think that's an important designation, though, because so many times, okay, this is going to sound mean, but so many times people get called into the ministry and then get kind of sidetracked and wind up building their own kingdom.
Mm.
You know what I mean? This is what I want to see happen. This is how I want things to go. This is what I want it to look like.
I better build my own ministry.
Right. So it is important to distinguish that yes, we are building the kingdom of heaven, right? Aligning with the will of the Father. This is not something that is supposed to look like us. It is supposed to look like him.
True. I think that's a big deal. I was thinking about before this, the difference in how kind of I came out of the evangelical church. I think all of us did, really.
Mm, kind of.
Kim kind of less than Jason and
me. I certainly came out of it.
But, so that's our experience, and that's kind of what I go off of, because that's my lens, I guess. But I was just thinking about the difference between how we would go on mission trips before and how we go on mission trips today, and how we're on mission for the Lord, but it's not always looking the same. And I would say it used to be, we were like, I would go on mission once or twice a year. And now it's literally going on mission almost every day. And so it's a different kind of going on mission. You don't always have to go and get a plane ticket and a visa and go to another country to do mission. Now, people always preach this all the time when I was in the evangelical church about how you have to serve your local community, all of this, right? But it's a different perspective. So before, what we would do is we would raise tons of money to go on a mission trip to do something in another country that was generally about evangelism, okay? That was kind of the main focus, whether it was serving people in need or whatever we did, we would go and try to be winning souls to heaven, right?
Right. That was the point. We need to go reach these people who don't know Jesus.
Right. Which isn't a bad thing necessarily, but that's not always what the Lord is calling us to do on mission. He's basically saying, hey, you're my agents. You're my agents that I'm going to use to put on mission, okay? Think of like secret agents or something, but we don't have to be secretive necessarily sometimes. But he'll say, okay, here's your mission. This is what you need to do. Now let's do this. And I think it's a little different than what it used to be, because every mission trip I've been a part of before was very planned out by man. Every detail was planned out by man, pretty much. And it was clever ideas to try to reach people and give them the message of, you know, Jesus dying on the cross for your sins so you don't have to go to hell, right?
Traditional evangelism message.
Right, traditional evangelism message. So now what happens is we have no idea what we're doing except for we're just getting into the Lord and going step by step what he's telling us to do. So if he says, hey, right now let's focus in. I'm taking you to Zimbabwe, okay? He might take us to Zimbabwe in the spirit only, and we're literally in Zimbabwe, and we are, he's saying, okay, now there are some angels here, and there's something going on, and I need you to wrap yourself in me, and we're going to release glory, and oh, there's a dragon. Who knows? It's going to look weird and different every time. But the point is, if we are building God's kingdom, it's going to look a little different than the traditional, let's go to another country and do pantomime to be able to, you know, reach people who don't speak our language, right? Because that's, I mean, I've done that, and so have most mission trip youth people anyway. They've done that sort of thing. And though that was wonderful, there's more. There's more. And so when we seek him, I think the difference between what we have done in the past is we're not only evangelism minded. This is something that we go, okay, who am I in the Lord? How does he want to use me? Because how I function in the Lord is totally different than the person next to me, like Kim. Okay. We've gone on a lot of missions together. Just in the spirit, in the physical, it's always in the spirit, but you know what I mean? We've gone across the world. We've done stuff sitting on Zoom. And we function very differently in the spirit. We function really well in the spirit together, though. We're very complementary. We're nothing alike. And, well, not nothing alike, but we have very different functions. And so when we go somewhere, the Lord says, okay, you're not the mouth. Remember when he said that to you, Kim?
Mm-hmm. There was once it was maybe 2 years ago, almost 2 years ago, we went to South Africa, and it was shortly before a conference that we were doing, which was just a little piece of what we were doing there. There was a bigger mission. But the Lord told me, you can talk, but you cannot speak. And so I couldn't speak in front of any groups of people. I could talk to people, but I couldn't be the mouthpiece.
Mm-hmm. And I noticed how the Lord really put us together was there was another lady, Lisa, who many of you may know, Lisa Gwynn. Mm-hmm. She was also with us, and she... her function was she was the eyes.
Yeah.
Kim was the ears.
Mm-hmm.
And I was the mouth. And that's how we were supposed to function. And as we did, the Lord would lead every step. And we would work really well together because one would see what was happening and that there were these beings around or something. And then another would hear that this is what the Lord is saying we need to do. And then I would just pour that stuff out with whatever the Lord was saying, right? And so it was never something that was just about evangelism. What the Lord was doing was building his kingdom in a way on the earth that produced real change. And not just one life kind of change, but literally changing the region.
Mm-hmm.
Changing and shifting things in the region and bringing his presence into the earth in a way that hasn't been done before. And that is, you know, when I say that, I'm not saying that we didn't really do much of anything except for just show up.
And follow his lead.
Right. So it was nothing that we were doing. It was only the Lord coming and saying, oh, so I can use you? Let's do this. And so that's what we have to do, is submit ourselves completely to him and go, I don't know what I'm doing. All I know is I'm supposed to go.
Right.
And this is what happens as we go. We get this much of what we're supposed to do. Okay, you guys can't see because you're a podcast.
Like anyway. A centimeter. You get a centimeter of a kilometer.
Of how much we're supposed to do. And then once we step in there, then he will bring the right people. He will show us our role. He will say, now do this. And it's amazing what will happen, because certain people will be highlighted, and oftentimes it's none of us, it's the people there.
Right.
You know, there are people there that are hungry, and there are also people there who are super gifted. And so we need to be partnering with whoever we're going with and whoever we're ministering with there and ministering to see what the Lord will do. And so anyway, I feel like that there's so much of a difference between kind of, I'm going to call it old church, because for me in my life, that's what it is, but old church mentality missions and this engaging heaven missions. And it isn't only about going to places in the physical. If we follow the Lord, and if we are really focusing in on the Spirit in the heavenly realms, he will often take us to other people or other locations or whatever to help them and minister to them in the Spirit. Now, this is something that I never, ever tapped into when I was in the evangelical church. I didn't ever travel in the Spirit anywhere or do anything like that. All I was doing was focusing on my own relationship with the Lord, or I would be just praying for someone. You know what I'm saying? So it was different than actually going and co-laboring with the Lord. And so when we decide to co-labor with the Lord, all of a sudden we all become missionaries all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about, Kim, would you talk a little bit about our Kingdom Battle Group and what that looks like and how those missions happen?
Sure. So we have a group of people who are called to go on mission and fight battles on behalf of the Lord. And this is just a random group of people who all happen to be called to this. We've all found each other, I suppose. So we meet once a week, but what we do is we really focus in. We get together on a Zoom call because it's people from all over the country, different parts of the world. And we get together on a Zoom call and we all focus in together and we just go as the Lord leads us. And you know what? Sometimes he leads us into the underbelly of the world and into some tunnels and fighting these beings that are trying to pull strings in the world to really bring a lot of darkness. Other times we don't leave the heavenly realms. We minister to one another. But what it is it's just this group of people who get together who are fully willing to submit themselves to whatever mission the Lord wants to send us on. And it's really cool because, just like Chris was talking about, she and I have such different roles and we look different. It's the same with this group. So there are people, there's someone who commands the angels, and there's someone who commands other beings in the heavenlies, and there's someone who's a giant, and there's someone who just has the best eyes, and there's someone who is really connected to nature and so has a lot of pull with that. And it's all of these different people and these different roles coming together to work as one to accomplish whatever it is the Lord's wanting to accomplish. And I think there's something really wonderful about that. And there's a lesson to be learned. And I'm not saying we're doing it perfectly, because we're probably not. I don't know. But it's about going and simply submitting to whatever he says to do. And it's not because... it's not because I hold some status or Christine is some big person in the world. That's not it at all. It's because the Lord's called you. And I honestly believe that anybody who's willing to press in and submit themselves to do his work, he'll send.
It's true. I was meeting with a couple people. One of them is a kingdom builder. I was meeting with a couple people because they were so excited about something the Lord did in one of their engaging times together. And he took them on mission, just like this. And they'd never heard of anything like this. They just were following whatever the Lord was doing, because that's basically all we ever teach. Mm-hmm. And so what happened is they had this big old mission that the Lord sent them on, and they were in Washington, D.C. They were inside and kind of under the White House, and they saw all of these children and things like that, and didn't understand what this was, and some rescue thing was happening, and there were others that were found there that were like somehow sacrificed or something years ago. And anyway, sounded so crazy, but everything they were saying the Lord was confirming to me when they were telling me about what happened. And then just last week, all of these children were found under the White House, and in like in the natural, this happened, and it so confirmed things with them in their relationship with God. Because when you submit yourself to that, you go, am I crazy? Is this actually happening?
Right.
This sounds really crazy. This is weird, way out there. And so you kind of go, well, Lord, I trust you, but I don't know if I trust myself. And this is so common for people to experience. But when we actually go, okay, Lord, I just need confirmation of what you're doing here, then all of a sudden he starts confirming your relationship with him, to where now you don't just trust him, but you trust your relationship with him. And you start to understand you do have gifts that are important in the body.
Right.
Even though you've always felt like an outcast, never knew where you fit in. The Lord will show you, actually, here's what you're made for. And so that's pretty cool. Hmm.
Can I also say, in the beginning, before I ever went and did any missions with other people, the Lord started this work in me just in some of my engaging time, my personal time with him, and he was training me up. And so I would say, I just want to say this, because I don't think you have to, if you're listening and you're going, well, I don't even know how I would get into that, I wouldn't know where to start. I just want to give you an example of how I started with that. And that is, it was just in my personal time, and it was with Yeshua. And just one day, he took me, he said, I want to show you something new. And so he took me, and visually it looked like he took me up, hovering over the earth, like in outer space. And he pointed to it, and then he spun me real fast and shot me down into the earth. And I landed somewhere in Africa. And I was like, what am I doing here? And then he started telling me step by step, what do? You find this person, you say these words, and then you leave. And that's what happened. And then he would continually do this over and over again. And I will tell you, it wasn't something that I sought out. It was just something that he started training in. But if something like this, if you're thinking, well, what is my mission, Lord? What do I do? Where do I start? I'm going to tell you what I tell everybody with every question ever. Joshua really loves this answer. Ask Yeshua. So seriously, just go get with the Lord and say, is there something that you want me to do for you? Is there something I can do for the kingdom? Show me where to start. Show me how to do it. Teach me whatever I need to know.
I have a question for Jason. So Jason, you have been for a long time having a real desire to go on mission. Am I right? So with this desire, this started back a long time ago in the evangelical church. Yeah. Has your idea changed over time of what that means? Or do you still go, where am I in this? What is my role? Where are you at in your journey with mission? Because I think that that's important to get your perspective on this, because things have changed a bit with that.
Yeah. So having grown up in the evangelical church, mission was always a big thing. I remember my dad, and I think even my sister and maybe my brother, they went on mission to Mexico, and I was supposed to go, but I was super young. I was like 3 or 4 and I was 6, so I couldn't go. And I remember just being devastated. And so I'm sure, like, I've since then, I've always wanted to be like, I want to go, you know, like I missed out when I was 3. But in the evangelical church, it's this big deal, like go on mission. And every time they preach the, Great Commission, it's like, we're going here, we're going there. And everybody goes to overseas, wherever it is, to go evangelize and do all this stuff. And, I always had a desire to do that, but it never worked out to where I was going to be able to do that. And so I've actually not ever been on an international mission trip. I've done stuff locally, whatever, but that was always like the big thing. You know, you go, you evangelize, you win people to the Lord, you go to a different city or country or different continent. And, you know, you're really focused on just being a disciple and going and reaching people during that time. And it's so awesome, this, that, and the other, and blah, blah, blah. And so I've always had that desire to like go, but it's not because of now when I look back, it's when I think about it, it's not because I want to go like evangelize the nations in the way that they've been talking evangelizing the nations. I want people to know the Lord, that's for sure. So I guess the only context I have is, you know, we're getting ready to go to South Africa and it has, I'm able to go now, but I felt a strong leading to be there to function in my role there. So it's not like, oh, I'm just going to go and I don't know what I'm going to do and not, whatever. I saw that there was a huge need for, I mean, this may sound funny to some people, but it's the conference and part of my mandate is to create audio and video and do live streaming and use media to help build the kingdom of God. And so we're doing this big live stream production thing. And I was like, I feel like I really need to be there to do that. And I'm sure the Lord has other stuff for me, but he really gave me the green light based on my identity and the things that he's already called me to do. Now there's opportunity to do it there. And so rather than me just saying, oh, I just want to go, he's saying, no, I actually have a role for you to go, which I think, I mean, I'm not saying people shouldn't go on mission trips and they should really only go because the Lord calls them. But a lot of people say, oh, it sounds like fun, let's go. And then the Lord ends up doing things with them anyway. But the difference now is that I actually know that I have a role and I'm going specifically in my heart to fill that role. But I know the Lord has other stuff that's going to be in the works. And so I'll have to function in that place of, pressing in, listening to the Spirit, being led and guided by the Spirit and that kind of stuff. Right. So, I mean, I am somewhat of a speaker, of a teacher, and it could be that I go and he tells me not to do that while I'm there. Or it could be that he says, you're silly. You thought you were just coming for live streaming, but I'm really going to break this open here. You know, like, so it's just a different mentality. And I think the thing I'm trying to nail home on this is that I'm going to function within the role that he's given me, mandates and identity that he's already revealed to me. And then there's an opportunity to do it there. And that's the difference. I think that's
good. Mm-hmm. You know, it's cool too about some of this stuff, Chris, you touched on it earlier. A lot of times, at least in my experience, a lot of times when he calls me to a place, he gives me just enough information to get me to go. And then once I'm there, then he starts unraveling more of the big picture and showing me more of what I need to do. It's interesting. The very first time we went to South Africa, we had a connection there maybe, and someone had just asked us to pray for their country. So we did. And when we did that, the Lord started revealing a bunch of stuff, what we thought was a bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. A bunch of stuff that had happened in the spirit there. And he asked us to go. Like, there was a very specific question. I'm calling you to this. Will you do it? Mm-hmm. And when we said yes, then he opened the doors for us to go. But even in that, he gave us just enough to get us to go. And then he started really rolling out the red carpet, and not in some celebrity kind of way, but in big picture kind of way. Like, this is what the real deal is. This is what I really need you to do when you're here. And it was all related to what he showed us in the beginning.
Yeah.
But if he would have shown us the magnitude of what he had us to do, I bet we wouldn't have gone, you know?
Yeah. And you know, one of the things that I think is important is if the Lord is calling you to it, even when it looks impossible, he will provide everything you need to get it done.
That's true.
And this, with our first trip, we didn't have Kingdom Builders.
No, we
didn't. So we're like, okay, so you're telling us to do this, and it's going to cost like 10 grand that we don't have. Okay. And by the way, he called us to do this quickly. So what, 2 months away or something? It was crazy. And we're like, okay, Lord, how in the world are we going to be able to do this? Because one of the things he said is don't do any traditional fundraising.
Yeah.
So this was interesting for me because I've planned 1 million mission trips for youth groups. Okay. Cause I used to be a youth pastor and I know all the fundraising tricks. I could get that done in my own flesh easily, except for he said, now don't do that. He doesn't want us to rely on our own strength. And so, okay, Lord, how is this going to happen? And it was crazy. Just the little things. The day he said, don't do that, I want you to ask when I tell you to ask. And I was like, oh man, I hate asking people. Okay, so I hate asking people for money. It's like the one thing I hate the worst in life. And he's like, okay, when I tell you, you have to. And I met with this woman and it was a weird circumstance. I was helping her in the ministry and she paid for a session. It didn't work out. And so then she double paid for one session with me. So already, it's like, okay, this is crazy. And our session was really good. But at the end, the Lord said, now ask her to sew into your South Africa trip. And I'm like, oh man, I can't do that. She's already double paid for this session. But I said, okay, I know it's going to sound crazy and just pray about it. Do what you feel led to do. But I got to tell you about this. And she said, okay, I'll pray about it. And I thought maybe she'd give 15 bucks or something. Okay. And all of a sudden we get, you know, thousands of dollar check and come in. And I'm like, what? And then the Lord said, oh, go fill in for this pastor who's going to be out of town and speak to their church. So we went over, spoke to their church. They took up a little offering for us and it was nice. And then when I got up there to speak, or right before I was going to, Kim nudged me and said, hey, you're supposed to talk about trading. And I'm like, they already gave an offering for us. I can't do that. And she said, that's what the Lord's saying. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, I don't know about this. I got up there and the Lord's like, say it. And so anyway, I was like, I know you guys have already done this, but I need to teach you about trading, even though we may not practice it right now. Just, I need to teach you about this. This is what the Lord is saying. And I started talking about trading into what people were doing and what the Lord was doing and all of the stuff. And people just started coming and throwing money up on the stage. And what ended up happening is we had $7,000 given by this little church just because people were sowing in exactly what the Lord was telling them to. And the Lord started providing for us in all these ways that we never expected. And we had all the money we needed. Like it was within a week or two. It was not very long at all. And what the Lord did in that for us was he built our faith in him to not depend on ourselves, to be able to only depend on him. Anyway, I wanted to share that because I think it's really important that if you go, wait, there's no way, that you don't dismiss what the Lord is saying to do, that you still make yourself available and trust in him anyway. On the other side of that, this is something that a lot of us around here experience often. If you are involved in building the kingdom through mission and what the Lord is telling you to do, almost always you will come under heavy attack. Look at Kim's face. You guys can't see it on the podcast, but she went, whoa.
I was feigning surprise. because it's true.
So talk about Blabe. Blabe is what I call my little sister, who is
Thanks
Kim
for putting that out to
me.
The whole universe.
Everybody call her that. She's like, I hate you, Chris.
I would never say that.
Okay. She would never say it.
So, with great responsibility.
Great power comes great responsibility.
Okay. But with great responsibility, when the Lord calls you to do stuff for him, for his kingdom, the opposition will naturally come against you. That is the simplest way I can say it. In our experience, they've attacked health, they've attacked finances, they've attacked relationships, they've attacked, I don't know, all kinds of different things in order to try to get us off mission and not to fulfill what we've agreed to do with the Lord. Which, when I say it out loud, sounds awfully silly. Like, it should be really obvious, but every time it happens to me, I'm still like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know why this is happening. What a strange timing. You know, like right now, you might hear me leaning over to the side away from my microphone and coughing. It's because we're about to go to South Africa, and all of a sudden, I have this horrible respiratory something going on. I feel fine, except I just can't breathe.
Not sure that's feeling fine.
Well, it's just this strange thing. And it just happens. But the thing about it is being able to step back and recognize what it is, where it's coming from, so that you can stand up and battle it. That's what I would say. I was just telling Joshua, maybe? I think I was just telling you, Joshua, today, that finally, or I told you this yesterday. Yes, finally, I realized this is an attack. I'd had the thought, but finally I realized it's an attack. And so now I can go fight it. You know what I mean? And then once I start fighting it, all of a sudden I feel better. It's just the craziest thing.
It's funny. Well, different places are even... Well, the enemy's always trying to kick your butt when you're going on mission or you're going into some sort of significant life change, okay? This is common. Try to mess up travel plans, try to, you know, mess up all sorts of stuff. When we first started going to South Africa, we did not know that we were going to be, that what we were doing on mission was coming against significant witchcraft. We had no idea that we were stepping into that because... Around here in Kansas, now it's gotten a little worse lately, but at least a few years ago, it was not really common that we even heard about witchcraft or anything like that. Nobody was practicing that I knew, maybe like one person. But anyway, it's been really interesting how things have changed a lot with this. But when we started going... We came against witchcraft that was very common in South Africa. So that's a normal thing over there, not so normal here. And when that happened, we started receiving a lot of different kinds of attacks that we hadn't had before. And it's what's kind of interesting. I was just with my dad yesterday. And, you know, he's not really used to any of the attacks from the enemy, recognizing these things. He has always been a lot more naturally minded, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. A believer for sure, but, you know, not really into that. Well, now he's like, well, it's about ready for something to happen since you guys are leaving on mission again. And because he knows, he's seen the pattern. It's significant attacks on our family, especially on our family's health. In particular, our grandma, for some reason, is always attacked whenever we're going to South Africa. And it puts a huge strain on the family. And it always tempts us to stay. It always makes us go, oh, we need to focus there instead of what the Lord's telling us to do. We're always tempted in some way to help. And it's interesting to see how the enemy knows those little trigger points in every person and knows what's going to pull them out of what they're supposed to be doing. And I know that whenever the Lord calls you to do it, it's going to be harder because the enemy is working harder to keep you from something very significant that the Lord's about to do. So anyway, that being said, it's really important to be in community to be able to battle these things together. That was, I think, one of my main points in thinking we should talk about this because, like, for instance, Kim and Joshua are both coming to South Africa with, okay, so Jason, Kim, Joshua, me, and then some family, okay? Anyway, we're all going, but what's happened lately is Joshua and Kim got hit at the exact same time and have been dealing with significant attack on their bodies, on the, like for Josh's home, different things like that, that have been really difficult to get them distracted. Also transition job stuff. They're both going at a certain time that is different than Jason and I are going. So we haven't been super attacked lately, but we probably will be.
Your time's coming.
Our time's coming. Hopefully not, but that's, you know, it's actually quite real. Probably once they're there, we're going to start feeling it. And we have to be able to have people who will stand with us. Because one of the things that I know is, you know, I could start battling for Kim and Josh in the spirit over these curses that are coming against them. Because these things are real. People say, can you actually be cursed? Actually, yes, you can be cursed. You can be cursed by many, especially with where we're going. There are witches there who know we're coming. There are witches who are saying, I'm going to stop them. And so they actually put curses over that stuff. And so what we have to do is just recognize them, tear them down. But if we don't recognize them, we can't ever do it. If we go, why the heck is my foot hurting? And that's where we land, then it's not going to get better unless the Lord reveals it. The hard thing is when you're in the middle of the junk, your senses in the spirit get dampened and they're just not as easy to flow. So it's important for people like Jason and me to stand with Kim and Josh while they're getting attacked so that we can all battle for each other. Mm-hmm. And so it's important for all of us. We're not just talking about one trip that's coming up. Every time we're going on mission, we need to have other people who are supporting us. If God says, hey, I want you to focus in the spirit because I'm going to take you somewhere tomorrow, then you need to call somebody and be like, hey, can you just be engaging over me while I'm doing this so that we can be covered? Because this is something that needs to happen, that we all cover each other in the spirit and we don't all take on the same roles every time, because we're going to have different times where each of us are hit and we have to pick each other up. Yes.
Yes.
Kim is nodding. Josh is nodding. So Joshua or Tammy, do you have anything to add to the conversation?
Not a whole lot, but sometimes it is helpful to have other people who operate in the spirit around you, so that, you know, like it took Kim and I a little while to notice that we were being under attack. Like it wasn't the first thing that we thought of, you know, when we started feeling something. And so just having other eyes and ears that, you know, are tuned in, that can help recognize things sooner than later is certainly helpful.
True. I feel like sometimes I'm later than sooner, but at least the Lord is doing something.
I would agree completely. Some of the stuff that comes at us, not everybody can recognize, but when you're amongst other people that have the same gifts, it's definitely a blessing. So I'm excited.
Yay. Well, thanks, you guys. Well, the whole point of today, I guess, is just saying we need to be on mission as the Lord leads, when he leads, trusting in him, in community, working in our own gifts, not in somebody else's, and really just depending on him to co-labor with him and not just do something that's a commandment from the Bible, even though, you know, by all means, you can follow the scriptures, but don't just go, well, the scripture says I better evangelize, so that's what I'm going to do. So I'm going to go out and I'm going to be on the streets for 10 days and I'm going to, you know, if you just come up with your own plan for doing these things, you're not actually building the Lord's kingdom in the way that he wants to do it. And so we have to focus in the heavenly realms to be able to see what is he doing? Where is he leading? What is he wanting to do? Is he wanting me to talk to that person or just release some shalom over them? You know, who knows what his plans are unless we look. And so let's just focus there to be able to do what he's asking us to do all over the world, maybe even all over the cosmos, to be able to go on mission with him.
Right. Amen.
On. Right on.
Let it be so.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys for joining in today. It's been a huge blessing, like always. And of course, we want to see you. So we're going to give you just a couple more websites to go to, like we mentioned before. Please come to one of our conferences, even if you're just live streaming. You can go to refresh.thesourcewichita.com and you can connect with us. You can buy tickets to these things and it will be wonderful. Also, like we said, we love doing kingdom together.
Yep.
And so if you want to connect with us, you can even reach out to us at thesourcewichita.com or you can go to patreon.com/kingdombuilders and partner with us and just come and we'll walk this thing together.
Yes.
So we love you guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, guys.
See you.